the book, we describe the difference between beautiful and pretty. Beautiful is something that is everlasting, that's not going to change. When pretty is something that's temporary, that changes really easily. And so we're describing the woman that what we should want to be is beautiful. We should want to look for those characteristics that are found inside of us and the personality we have. Instead, though, our world is telling us to focus on what's pretty, to focus on our outer appearance and changing the way we look in our hair and our clothes and our body. But that's something that's so temporary that's not going to last, and we should be working on things that are going to make a difference and that are going to last forever.
Well, you address the mirror addiction, which really kind of sums up the world in which we live, doesn't it? Talk about the some of the mirrors that shape our view. I mean, you sort of touched on it, but it's not just the physical mirrors, right? There are other mirrors that really influence us and how we view ourselves in terms of our body image.
Absolutely. Well, the very first mirror that young girls look into is the eyes of their mother. I believe. I mean, it's their mother and their father, but especially their mother in that identity of thinking this is what a woman is. This is what it means to be beautiful. And, you know, what little girl doesn't think that her mom is the most beautiful woman in the world? And so we look into the eyes of our mothers, and then we also look into the eyes of our peers and culture. And oftentimes we get extremely mixed messages coming from culture, saying, this is what you should look like, this is what you should act like. And if your eyelashes aren't a couple inches long and your legs aren't just super skinny, and if you don't have hair that's really long and bouncy and beautiful, then forget it. You just haven't added up, you haven't measured up in the eyes of the world. And the problem is we're asking the right question, but we're asking the wrong mirror. And the real mirror that we should all be asking and looking into is the mirror of Christ's eyes, the mirror of God's eyes, seeing what His Word says about us and what the Bible defines as beautiful. The Bible tells us that we are created in His image. And so that right there tells you that every woman listening, no matter your age, you may be a young girl or a teenager, a mom, middle-aged grandma, it doesn't matter. This transcends culture and age, shape and size. The Bible says we're created in God's image, and He creates beautiful things, and Christ Himself is beautiful. And the more that our lives look like Christ's life, the more we become like Him.